And so the only reason why I know I'm going over into this other world is because of what the people that are telling me. They still look like people, and they still wear clothes, and they still drive cars, and they still look like you and everything. But the difference is, that's letting me know I'm going into another reality, is what you are saying to me. That's how I know. It's through the content that's coming back, not the form, the content. And so almost anywhere I go, even if it's just a total stranger, it was like I felt like I was moving into this other world of perception, and you look like you're in the world just like everybody else, which makes sense. And so I was like, and I end up in places I never thought I would be with, people I never thought I would be with. Sometimes people say, why don't you give me a call? I said, well, heck, you know, 30 minutes before I was in this experience I'm telling you about, I had no idea I was going to be in it. So how can I call and tell you? My life is not the happiness comes in unplanned ways now. It just comes to whoever can let it get to me the fastest. And since most people can't channel happiness toward me very long, the people in my life always change.
Wow.
I'm not good at having one person show me love for a long, long time in one body. But I've experienced lots of love through many bodies. So it's only when I get attached to the body that the love stops, because sometimes I'm tempted to get attached to a body that don't want to give me the love. And then I think I'm going to get them to give me the love, and the love wants to get through them. And so love just bypasses them just like a detour. And it's like, I'm going to come through her. Because she's willing to let the love come through. But if I'm tripped out on you who don't want to give it to me, I'm missing the love in that moment that I can receive from you who want to give it to me. That way I have to try to fix you. And at the same time, I'm not losing anything, so I'm happy. So I'm practicing spiritual truth. I'm letting you be who you are, the person that don't want to love me right now. For whatever reason, you're telling yourself that you shouldn't. This has got to be something untrue, because I'm so lovable. That's how I know you see your mistake. Isn't that deep?
Yeah,
because I used to wonder, well, is what they're saying true? Let me look through my mind and see if it's true. Well, no. You're lovable. That's all you deserve is love. Well, are you saying that no matter what mistakes you make, you know? Well, don't worry about it. Your right mind is going to correct any mistake that you make, because it's going to take it, and it's going to either reject that thought that's causing you pain, or it's going to correct it so it won't cause you no more pain. So your mistakes are going to be handled.
So is it an appropriate action or thought then when I lapse into those old tapes and then I catch myself to say something like, I want to be happier. Tell me what to do. Tell me what to think. Tell me what to do.
Yeah, your workbook lesson would be perfect at that moment.
Sure.
Your workbook lesson would be perfect at that moment. Because the purpose of the workbook lesson is to give you things to tell yourself to help that process of purification that will move you over into your right. In other words, you're going to get to a point that it's as natural for you to think innocently and correctly and lovingly about yourself as it's natural for you now to have doubts and fears about yourself. Notice how it's really easy to have doubts and fears about yourself, but you have to kind of like make yourself think the loving, positive things. It's going to flip. And when it flips, what happens is that it's harder for you to believe the negative, fearful things. Just all of a sudden, they're the ones that don't sound right. And it is so cool when that happens. But the part of us that loves to criticize ourselves, it's sitting up here right now, and it's going, how can I make them forget everything he just said? How much hell can I get them this evening to make them forget all about love and forgiveness and the truth and think they're just their story again and make them forget that they ever thought they could be loving and lovable? Who can I attract for their next partner? You got to be aware of that. There's a part of you that accepts the negative thoughts. Like you said, what the Holy Spirit rejects, you know, the ego accepts. So there's a part of me that's really believed that mess that I might have learned through friends and relatives and societies and cultures while coming up. If I believe what I was taught when I was a child, I wouldn't be sitting up here talking to you right now, because as a black child in the South, I was taught that you were my enemies. You were my oppressors. Every problem I had was because of white folk. Especially in the 60s when I grew up. You know, because I went to the back of the bus, and I went in the side of the room, and I went in there, and all that stuff you hear about, I lived it. So if I was into believing what my eyes told me, what my ears told me, I wouldn't be sitting up here right now. And that's what the book is saying. Anything that will make you not love your brother or sister, think you're separate from them, or believe you're a victim of them, or tell you that you're being oppressed by them, that is your clue that what you're learning is what the ego accepted, the fearful part of you accepted. Mm-hmm. Because the truth is, 99% of the support and the love and the valuing that I've experienced has come through beings in white bodies. If I depended on black folk, I'd been starved by now. You know why? Because I had to learn to go beyond the perception of color as being an issue, because I obviously was a racist. And that's what my guy told me. So why am I born black in the South? Because I used to talk to my guardian angel when I was a kid. I was like, I was mad. It's like, what happened, you know? What did I do, you know? I'm black. You know, nothing happened for black folk around here in the 50s and the 60s. What's up? You know? And I said, well, you know, the truth was, you was a slave owner in the past life and you wanted to come back and check it out from the other side. That was sour ass. But then once I saw that it was nothing but myself, then that's when it broke the spell and I woke up to the love that I could receive from all people regardless of race, creed, and color. The minute I thought I was different, then I had to stay separate from you. But the minute that I said we were the same, then the Course says you create the connection that allows the miracle to happen, because the miracle happens out of a sense of equality. There's got to be a sense of equality for the healing to happen. So you can't heal with somebody that you think is less or greater than you. You heal with someone that you feel as being your equal, because then you all will merge and you will let the energy happen. You can't merge with something that's different from you. You only can merge with what's like yourself.
Cool.
Have a nice day.
Merge with likeness.
Yeah. You got to merge. You merge with somebody. So what you want to do then is I want to form a relationship with someone who also helps me in that process of accepting, rejecting, purifying. So that even when I forget who I am, and I'm so caught up in my own negative perception of myself, they can remind me that that's not true about me, to help me also let go of the negative thought about myself. So the purpose of a relationship is to save you time by giving you so much more love than you could give yourself alone, that you get to your destination faster. So a good relationship speeds things up, while a relationship based on the ego slows you way, way down. Some people look like they're doing great until they get into a relationship, and then it looks like things slow down. Some people, it looks like things were going slow until they got into this really cool relationship, and then everything speeded up. See, so any relationship is either going to speed your experience of peace up, or it's going to delay it, but not just no in between, because there are no neutral thoughts. Okay. Now, here's what. Now, the next paragraph, the Course in Miracles goes more into that process of how you correct your thoughts and your feelings and emotions. So, everybody with me still?
Yeah.
Okay. He says the Holy Spirit doesn't teach you to judge others, because the Holy Spirit doesn't want to teach error. Mm-hmm. Doesn't want you to teach it and learn it yourself. So, if I don't want you to learn how to be judgmental, and if I don't want you to learn how to make mistakes, which is to be judgmental, then I'm not going to teach you to judge. I'm not going to teach you to do the thing that I don't want you to do if you're going to be healed. So our loving self is never teaching us to judge others, but it says in the book that if you're going to judge, then let me give you another perception of judgment. Just like we were doing it. Accept the stuff that's loving, purify the stuff that's not, and reject what's not true. Since you got to judge, let me give you some ways to judge that won't hurt you. So you won't have to fight judging, because we love to judge. Mm-hmm. Please don't take away judgment. I love to judge people. Don't y'all? Yeah. It's a party. You know what you do as soon as you walk in. Yeah, I know we all do it, you know what I'm saying? We be judging our little cans off. You know. You want with me, but that blouse sucks. Okay. The Course says that how we got into a world of fear was we remembered not to laugh.
Yeah.
We forgot to laugh. So he says the Holy Spirit doesn't want you to teach error and learn it yourself. Holy Spirit would hardly be consistent if Holy Spirit allowed you to strengthen judgment, which you must learn to avoid.